Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Whole, a thought-provoking exploration by T. Colin Campbell, a renowned biochemist and professor emeritus of Cornell University. This 2013 book delves into the compelling question: can a shift in our dietary habits towards whole foods and plant-based nutrition not only improve our health, but also have a profound impact on the world? Campbell, also the celebrated best-selling author of The China Study, presents evidence suggesting that reducing our meat consumption and focusing on whole, low-protein foods could be the key to a healthier life for individuals and the planet. Whole challenges the prevailing food industry norms and questions why there is a push for fast food consumption despite the evidence pointing towards the benefits of a plant-based diet. This book is particularly insightful for health-conscious readers, medical students, and professionals interested in disease prevention, as well as foodies curious about the impact of their dietary choices on the environment and their health. Join us as we unpack why T. Colin Campbell believes that changing our diet could indeed change the world. Whole, Rethinking the Science of Nutrition. Introduction. Rediscover the essence of true health with a plant-based diet. In today's fast-paced world, we often mistake healthcare for endless medical appointments and believe that eating healthily requires a degree in nutrition. We've been told that the secret to good health is locked within supplements and meticulously labeled packages on supermarket shelves. Yet, this narrow focus on medical solutions and processed nutrition has steered us away from the natural path to well-being, leading us not only towards personal health crises, but also contributing to larger environmental and political issues. Let's embark on a journey to unravel these misconceptions and shine a light on an alternative that's as ancient as life itself, yet innovative in the context of modern lifestyles. By embracing a whole food, plant-based diet, we uncover a path that not just promises better health and longevity for ourselves, but also carries the potential to heal our planet and foster a kinder society. Through this exploration, you will discover why relying solely on medical healthcare falls short in nurturing lasting health, the surprising truth about protein and its misunderstood role in our diet, the powerful simplicity of an apple, a day in keeping health woes at bay. As we delve deeper into these insights, prepare to challenge existing beliefs and open your mind to a way of living that aligns with nature's rhythm, promoting a life of vitality, harmony, and genuine wellness. Part 1: Choosing Nature's Bounty Over the Healthcare System for a Vibrant Life. In the landscape of American wellness, the term healthcare system could be seen as somewhat of a misnomer. Rather than focusing on preventing illness and promoting vitality among the healthy, this gargantuan system finds its wheels turning most vigorously in the service of the already sick, rendering it more aptly described as a disease care system. This scenario becomes even more concerning when we scrutinize the outcomes of such care. Remarkably, after the juggernauts of heart disease and cancer, the medical care system itself ranks as the third leading cause of death in the nation. Annually, upwards of 100,000 lives are claimed by prescription medications that were intended to heal, a staggering figure that excludes fatalities owing to accidental overdoses. Additionally, the list of medical-related demises extends to include failed high-risk surgeries, hospital-acquired pneumonia, and errors in patient care. If this information is startling to you, it's hardly by chance. The veil drawn over these disturbing facts is maintained with diligence by governing bodies, largely because the medical industry stands as a colossus of profitability. Notably, medical care fails to make an appearance on the cause of death charts circulated by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Given this unsettling reality, It appears that steering clear of the need for medical intervention through a proactive approach to diet may be our best bet. The food we consume plays a monumental role in dictating our health outcomes, surpassing even genetics and environmental factors in its impact. A diet meticulously chosen can act as both shield and remedy against ailments such as diabetes, strokes, erectile dysfunction, and arthritis. Not to mention it possesses the potential to prevent and even reverse the effects of heart disease and cancer. This revelation is not born of mere speculation, but is grounded in extensive research, notably encapsulated in the findings of the China Study. The data from this study illustrates that dietary transformation holds the power to reverse advanced heart disease and outpaces any surgical procedure or pharmaceutical intervention in effecting swift and significant health improvements. So, what constitutes this miraculous diet? It's surprisingly straightforward, a regimen rooted in plants and whole foods. Fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, whole grains and beans, all consumed in their purest form without the addition of salt, oils, or sugars, form the crux of this diet. Prohibiting animal products and processed foods, this dietary regime champions a composition of 80% carbohydrates, 10% fat, and 10% protein. Embracing such a diet not only sidesteps the pitfalls of the current healthcare system, but opens the door to a life of enhanced vitality, all through the simple act of choosing nature's bountiful, unadulterated offerings. Part 2. How a plant-based diet shields you from the hidden dangers of oxidation. Imagine leaving a freshly cut apple on your kitchen counter. It doesn't take long for its once vibrant flesh to dull and brown. This phenomenon, known as oxidation, is a natural chemical process, and it's not just fruit that's susceptible. Our bodies are too. While oxidation plays an essential role in energy transference and toxin elimination, an overabundance of this process can spell trouble. Excessive oxidation leads to the generation of free radicals, rogue molecules that can incite cancer, heart attacks, and a slew of other health predicaments. So, what fuels this overdrive of oxidation within our bodies? The answer lies in the protein on your plate, particularly animal protein. Contrary to popular belief, our diets do not require large amounts of protein, and the emphasis on animal protein is especially misguided. To illustrate this, researchers in India conducted a study using rats as their subjects. These rats were all exposed to a potent carcinogen. However, they were divided into two dietary groups. One consumed a diet consisting of 20% animal protein, while the other's diet contained less than 5% animal protein. The findings were striking. Not a single rat on the low-protein diet developed cancer, whereas every rat on the high-protein diet did. Such clear-cut results are a rarity in clinical trials, yet this isn't an isolated case. Studies involving human subjects have revealed similar outcomes, underscoring the peril posed by excessive animal protein consumption. But fear not, nature offers a powerful countermeasure: antioxidants. These naturally occurring substances are produced by plants as a form of self-defense against the very oxidation process that can harm us. During photosynthesis, as plants convert sunlight into energy, they generate free radicals. In response, they fortify themselves with antioxidants. By incorporating these plant-based powerhouses into our diets, we too can harness their protective properties. Eating an abundance of plants not only delivers these vital antioxidants to our system, but also reduces the risk of invoking the harmful oxidation processes associated with animal protein consumption. Embracing a plant-based diet is more than a dietary choice. It's a form of armor against the insidious threats posed by free radicals, offering a natural path to maintaining health and warding off disease. Part 3. Seeing beyond the details, a call for a holistic approach in science. Picture a world vast and full of mysteries, an expanse that humankind yearns to understand. In our quest for knowledge, we often entrust the unraveling of these mysteries to specialists, experts who dive deep into the minutiae of their respective fields. Yet, This intense focus can sometimes be our downfall, akin to several blindfolded individuals trying to comprehend an elephant by touching just one part. What one perceives as a rope, another might mistake for a branch, completely missing the enormity of the creature before them. This tendency to zoom in, a practice known as reductionism, is a dominant force in modern science. While it serves as a powerful tool, allowing us to dissect complex subjects into more digestible pieces, it is crucial to remember that it acts as a filter, removing us one step from the holistic view. Reductionism mirrors the way our brain processes information, employing separate filters for visuals and sounds to make sense of our surroundings. Similarly, it underpins the functionality of a microscope, isolating a subject to delve into its specifics and gain a deeper understanding. However, the pitfall of this approach lies in losing sight of the fact that these methods are merely filters, not comprehensive representations of reality. When scientific and medical professionals operate in isolation, cocooned within their narrow slice of expertise, they risk mistaking a part for the whole, leading to skewed perceptions and judgments. This is where the concept of holism makes its grand entrance, championing the appreciation of systems in their entirety, systems that are invariably greater than the sum of their parts. Reductionism posits that understanding each component of a clock unveils the mechanics of the clock itself. This reasoning might hold water for simpler systems, but it falters when faced with the complexity of the human organism. For instance, dissecting the functions of neurons and enzymes within the brain doesn't necessarily shed light on the emotional torrents triggered by a beloved melody or the serene view of a sunset. This analogy extends naturally to the realm of nutrition and diet. Comprehending the impact on our bodies demands a panoramic view, one that encompasses more than just isolated nutrients or food groups. In essence, embracing a holistic perspective, seeing beyond the granular details to appreciate the intricate, interconnected tapestry of life, is not merely a philosophical stance. It's a pragmatic compass, guiding us towards a more profound and accurate understanding of our world and ourselves. Part 4. Navigating beyond nutritional labels to a truly healthy diet. Ever found yourself squinting at the tiny print on food packaging, trying to tally the micrograms of niacin or vitamin B3? Well, it might be time to shift focus, because obsessing over these details misses the forest for the trees when it comes to nutrition. Certainly, understanding what's in your food is beneficial. However, when nutritional information is broken down into excruciating detail, it can be more distracting than helpful. The complexity and overemphasis of certain nutrients on these labels can lead to a dangerous misconception that these are the only nutrients that matter, sidelining the myriad others that don't make the cut onto the package. Moreover, the barrage of percentages and figures fosters an illusion that maintaining a healthy diet is akin to solving a complex mathematical problem. This couldn't be farther from the truth, given the intricate way our bodies interact with food. One size doesn't fit all in nutrition. The notion that everyone needs to consume exactly 100% of the recommended daily allowances of nutrients overlooks the fundamental concept of bioavailability. This term refers to how much of a nutrient is actually absorbed and utilized by the body, a figure that varies widely among different foods and nutrients. Depending on various factors, only a fraction of the vitamins and minerals you consume may actually benefit your body. But that's the beauty of our body's intuitive wisdom. It extracts precisely what it needs, when it needs it. The variability of nutrients in our foods adds another layer of complexity. Take two peaches, for instance, outwardly identical, yet one might contain up to 40 times more beta-carotene than the other, influenced by a myriad of factors like soil quality, sunlight exposure, and harvest time. Hence, poring over nutritional labels in search of the perfect diet could very well be an exercise in futility. A more effective strategy? Embrace a diverse diet rich in whole foods. Don't shy away from those less common fruits and vegetables that have skipped your radar. They might just be the nutritional gold mines your body has been craving. In essence, navigating the path to optimal health doesn't require a magnifying glass and a calculator. Rather, it calls for appreciating the broad spectrum of nutrients available in nature's bounty and trusting your body to harness what it needs from a colorful, varied diet. Part 5. Why Whole Foods Triumph Over Supplements in Nourishing Your Body. In the bustling aisles of modern supermarkets and the pages of health catalogs, vitamin supplements have secured a prominent place. A staggering majority of Americans reach for these supplements, propelling the industry to a booming $30 billion figure in 2007. Yet, despite their popularity, a deeper dive into the efficacy of these supplements suggests that our wallets might be becoming lighter to no substantial benefit. Numerous studies investigating the long-term health benefits of supplements have been conducted, yet none have provided conclusive evidence of their effectiveness. Indeed, for a select few with specific deficiencies like iron or iodine, supplements can offer a bridge to better health. However, these individuals represent only a sliver of the market. Moreover, these isolated nutrients in pill form cannot rival their naturally occurring counterparts in foods, such as the iodine found in dried kelp, in terms of biological effectiveness. Ultimately, the primary beneficiary of the supplement trend seems to be the lucrative vitamin industry itself, rather than the health of the consumers. The core of the issue with supplements lies in their inherent limitation. They simply cannot replicate the vast array of nutrients found in whole foods. Fruits and vegetables, for instance, are teeming with hundreds, if not thousands, of nutrients, many of which science is only beginning to understand, but all of which contribute to the effective absorption and utility of vitamins in our bodies. Consider the humble apple compared to vitamin C supplements. In a study measuring antioxidant strength, just two slices of an apple were found to surpass the efficacy of three vitamin C supplements, equivalent to 1,500 milligrams of the vitamin. Remarkably, these apple slices contained less than 6 milligrams of vitamin C. This discrepancy suggests that it's the symphony of numerous chemical nutrients within the apple that amplifies its nutritional value, whether by enhancing the antioxidant impact or optimizing the vitamin's potency. Thus, when weighed against the isolated compounds in supplements, the natural complexity and nutritional richness of whole foods like apples emerge as the clear victors. They embody the principle that nature, in its variety and complexity, offers a more potent, more balanced source of nutrition than any laboratory-engineered pill could hope to mimic. Part 6. Embracing Plant-Based Living, A Path to Healing, Our Planet and Ourselves. The adoption of a whole food, plant-based diet heralds more than just a personal health revolution. It promises a global paradigm shift toward environmental restoration and ethical responsibility. Amid the urgent conversation on global warming, transitioning away from a diet heavy in animal products emerges as a potent solution to a myriad of the world's pressing challenges. A significant factor in the quest to mitigate global warming is the reduction of harmful emissions, notably carbon dioxide, CO2, and methane. The livestock industry, a substantial contributor to these emissions, has been estimated to account for at least 20% of global warming factors, with figures from the World Bank suggesting this number could be as high as 51%. Methane, in particular, casts a long shadow over the environmental landscape. Emitted in large quantities by cattle, this potent greenhouse gas traps heat in the atmosphere with 25 times the efficiency of CO2. Its rapid breakdown rate makes methane a critical target for immediate action. Reducing livestock farming could swiftly lessen our environmental impact. Beyond the climatic implications, the moral cost of modern factory farming is impossible to ignore. The rise of concentrated animal feeding operations, CAFOs, in the United States has seen an exponential increase in animal suffering, marked by inhumane overcrowding, ruthless mutilations, and a reliance on hormones and antibiotics to manage unnaturally accelerated growth and disease. The dire consequences of infection often lead to further cruelty through amputation, all in the name of efficiency. The strongest rebuke to these practices is a collective pivot away from factory-farmed meat and dairy products. The unsustainable nature of industrial livestock farming extends its reach into global issues of poverty, starvation, and death. Remarkably, the food consumed by the world's livestock exceeds that of the human population, yet millions continue to die from hunger annually. The ripple effects of factory farming extend to land degradation worldwide, with corporations clearing forests, eroding soil, and contaminating the earth with fertilizers. This not only undermines the planet's capacity to sustain life, but also contributes to the cycle of poverty and food scarcity. In embracing a plant-based diet, we step into a powerful role as stewards of our planet and advocates for compassionate living. By reducing the demand for animal products, we not only alleviate the suffering of countless beings, but also strike at the root of environmental degradation, drawing us closer to a world where harmony with nature and ethical integrity pave the way for lasting health and sustainability. Part 7: Unmasking the Profit-Driven Agenda Behind Food and Health Policies. You may find yourself pondering why, amidst the leaps in nutritional science, we're not witnessing a surge in national health. The breadcrumb trail leads back to the roles and influences of the medical, pharmaceutical, and food industries, which have deeply entrenched interests in shaping government policies related to food and health. At their core, the medical and pharmaceutical sectors operate on a business model with profitability taking precedence over public health outcomes. This profit-first mentality explains why these industries, along with insurance companies, stand among the foremost contributors to political campaigns in the United States. Annually, millions are funneled into promoting candidates who champion industry-friendly policies, effectively weeding out those who might oppose them. This dynamic grants these corporations substantial sway over national health policies, steering the conversation away from public wellness and towards industry profitability. The fixation on financial gains extends into the healthcare debate, which has long been mired in questions of fiscal responsibility rather than nutritional well-being. Furthermore, this influence permeates charities and foundations, many of which rely on industry donations. This dependency often results in research that aligns more closely with the benefactor's interests, focusing on treating symptoms rather than tackling the root causes of diseases. The media, too, plays a pivotal role in shaping public perception and opinion on matters of food and health. However, driven by corporate interests, mainstream media coverage tends to perpetuate a reductionist perspective, spotlighting supposed miracle cures and innovative treatments rather than providing a holistic view of health that includes nutrition and preventive care. This narrative, dominated by sensational claims about the latest superfoods or groundbreaking pharmaceuticals, overshadows critical discussions about diet, lifestyle, and the systemic issues at play. The reliance on sensationalism, in lieu of scientifically grounded and impartial reporting, does a disservice to the public, skewing perceptions and often leading to confusion and misinformation. A transformation in the media's approach to health and nutrition reporting could serve as a significant leap toward enlightening the populace. By prioritizing scientific accuracy and maintaining neutrality, the media has the potential to become a catalyst for change, challenging the reductionist narrative and fostering a more informed and health-conscious society. This shift could pave the way for policy changes that genuinely prioritize public health over corporate profits, heralding a new era in our approach to wellness and disease prevention. Final summary. At the heart of this revelation lies a profound truth. Our conventional understanding of health, dominated by a reactive approach towards treating diseases, fundamentally misses the mark. The true north of well-being isn't found in the endless cycle of diagnosis and treatment, but in the preventive power of a diet rooted in whole plant-based foods. In an era where our healthcare systems and governmental policies are intricately linked to profit-driven motives of the food, medical, and pharmaceutical industries, there's an urgent need to recalibrate our health compass. By steering our dietary habits towards unprocessed plant sources, we not only unlock the door to improved personal health, but also contribute to healing our planet and fostering a more ethical treatment of animals. As we peel back the layers of complexity surrounding health and nutrition, it becomes clear that a shift to a whole food, plant-based diet is more than a personal choice. It's a collective imperative. By embracing natural, nutrient-rich foods and distancing ourselves from the industrialized and reductionist views of health, we pave the way for a future where prevention is prized over cure and the wholeness of life is celebrated above all. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.